When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jam's Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
All right. Esmeralda just quickly spun on her head once.
Yeah.
Dan had to jump in and out of the TARDIS in 12 seconds to become DJ Shakur.
We've gotten really used to this.
Yeah. Viggity Viggity V is in the newsroom. So it's Fly Jam's Friday. I don't know how many requests we're going to get to. I don't think we're going to get to many. But we had such great guests tonight that we'll, you know, we could always do a longer Fly Jam next week. So Dela. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Oh, do you remember the scene in Keanu where they're trying to get information out of Will Forte?
Yeah.
Who's the drug dealer?
The
17th Street Blips.
Blips, yes.
When they threaten, Jordan picks up his albums and starts smashing them. And he's like, no, man, not my Dela. Not my Dela. Jordan's like, I got your Dela right here. And he's mad. No, man. Trying to get information out of Will Forte, plays the drug dealer. His name is Hulka. And I'm assuming that they named him after Warren Oates' character in Stripes. I also love the detail that he lives with his mom. Like, he's the drug dealer's mom.
Of course he does.
What's going on, Hulka? Nothing, Ma!
I like that his mom calls him Hulka.
Hulka, yeah. Hulka the drug dealer. That's the character. If you've not seen Keanu, oh, you need to see Keanu. All right. We got a couple of requests here. If you want to jump in, we might have time for a couple on the phone. 312, some lines are open. 312-981-7200. For Fly Jams on Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200. All right. Paul requested this one. Whatever happened to SWV?
I don't know, but I had the single, and I just listened to it over and over again.
Was it a ka-single?
Yeah.
It was a ka-single?
Yeah, it was a ka-single.
That's a great song. They had a few great songs. I wonder whatever happened to them. I requested one a few weeks ago, right, DJ Shagru?
Yes, you did.
I wonder whatever happened to these lovely ladies.
SWV.
Also holds the distinction of being on the first Fly Jams Friday.
Yeah. First Fly Jams Friday. By the way, DJ Shagru is off next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to do another sort of special edition of Fly Jams. The last time we did the number one Fly Jams through a bunch of years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to do some older requests that we've had, mm-hmm. sort of on the back burner.
Sure.
And then we're going to go back to the very first day of the Fly Jams Friday.
Yeah.
Because every song, by the way, that we played when we did a review of the first Fly Jams Friday, you went nuts.
Yeah, because they're all great.
Well, that was the basis of Fly Jams Friday, so you know where we're coming from.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Biker Don is on the phone. Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Welcome back. Hey, this one I think will throw you for a little bit of a loop. It's the opening theme from the TV show It Takes a Deep.
Oh, all right. Yeah. See, that's when TV theme songs were TV theme songs.
And I love it because there's only one verse in the whole song, and it's right at the very end. What the hell? I'm not asking you to fly. I'm just asking you to steal.
Yeah, that's right, man. All right, Don. Thank you, man.
All right, have a good weekend,
buddy. Take care, buddy. Yeah. You know, the Bill Cosby show, which was called, it was called the Bill Cosby show.
Mm-hmm.
Not the one from the 80s, which was the Cosby show. This was the Bill Cosby show where he played Chet Kincaid.
Okay.
He was a gym teacher. He was a high school gym teacher, and this was in the late 60s and early 70s. And the show rules. I used to watch it all the time. That has one of the greatest theme songs ever in the history of television. Of course, Quincy Jones, who did Sanford and Son, did the theme.
Oh, okay.
And it's from the Bill Cosby. I can't remember what the name of it is. Dan, maybe you can find it. It's from the Bill Cosby show from the late 60s. And at the end, he does like a scat thing. I'm going to get the bucket and put it in the screep and flogging and how, how, how. And he didn't. it's called Hette Brue. That's what it's called.
Oh, all right.
Oh. Yeah, it's called Hette Brue. Did you find it, Dan?
I need another minute to find a good version.
Okay. All right. You got to find another version. All right. Well, in that case, Brian says, since the forecast calls for rain. This is from a while ago, by the way. This is not a request from a couple of. This is an older request that we're backlogged a little bit. There was even rain in the forecast. Well, there is also for tomorrow. Brian wants to hear this.
Listen, I gotta cry, 'cause crying. Just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain. Rain, rain, rain.
Yeah.
It's the opposite, though.
Yeah, I don't.
I want it to rain.
I don't want it to rain. All right, here's Jeff real quick. Hey, Jeff.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, how about play another slow jam by Atlantic Star?
Atlantic Star, all right. Yeah.
For my baby and for me. Ooh,
yeah, man. I like that it's just saying this is a slow jam. That's it. It's a slow jam. Thank you, Jeff. All right. The opening bell with Steve Grzanich is coming up next. Let's see what's going to happen on the show. Hi, Steve. Are you there, Steve?
I'm there now.
Hi. Yeah, I can hear you.
I should press the right button. I'm sorry.
Okay.
The opening bell next. We're going to be talking about the week in retail sales. It was kind of a mixed week for the big retailers who reported their revenue for the last quarter. Does this mean they're out of the woods? Probably not. We'll see if that's maybe something we'll add to our portfolio. Paul Nolte of Kingsview Asset Management is with us next to see where our money should be right now.
All right.
So have a great weekend.
You too. All right. A great weekend, Steve. All right. He does a lot of the hickey brr, hickey brr.
And I imagine, is he wearing his gym uniform?
No, he just, it's like over clips of the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I imagine he wears like the sweat
pants. Sweat, constant shorts. He's got basketball, the whole whistle around the neck.
Yeah.
Chet Kincaid. He played Chet Kincaid. That show ruled. All right, Esmeralda, have a great weekend.
You too. And we'll see you at Pearl Jam.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And Maria Bamford.
Yes.
That's going to be, oh.
Oh.
All right, we'll see you on Monday. We'll take a quick break here on WGN. News is next.